This is Annie Holling welcoming you to the 359th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday the 3rd of August 2023. This month's news editor is Paul Southers, and the news recording engineer is Trevor Williams, who is also responsible for this month's USB stick production and the website entry. Now some news about a change to your Talking Newspaper. From this month, we're going to integrate the info spot into the magazine instead of having two separate sections. The info spot items will continue to be selected by Paul Southers from the Talking News Federation's TNF Soundings website, and the magazine will continue to be edited and produced by Peter Gibson. However, we feel that integrating these two sources will lead to a more varied mix of interviews, information, and entertainment. So please sit back and enjoy. The first item in this combined magazine section is the quiz from John Hodgson, with the questions set, as usual, by John and his wife, Elizabeth. That's followed by an item about rail ticket office closures and the extra time that's being allowed for protesting against the plan. After that, we have another item from our new magazine contributors, Keith Coates, recorded by Gail Allaby, in which Malcolm Burkett tells Keith all about his life, his music, and his career. Next, we hear Info Shorts number 30 from TNF Soundings, followed by another Sylvia Hartley monologue and an item about climate change and eye health. Jonathan Ryland then reads Colin Sanson's report on Colin Alderson's presentation at the July U3A members' meeting, Chef to the Royal Household. Next, we have another edition of Info Shorts, number 31, and then John Hodgson interviews Joe Gregory about basket making with a difference. The final TNF item this month is entitled IBSA Three Athletes, and it's about three athletes who are planning to participate in the forthcoming International Blind Sports Federation World Games. John then returns to end the new format magazine with the answers to this month's quiz. Please note that in order to be certain of receiving next month's edition of the Talking Newspaper, you need to get your pouch back in the post to us by Tuesday, the 5th of September. But now it's time for the news, and the readers this month are Susan Worthington, Christine Williams, Heather Wilson, and me, Annie Holling. So now, over to Susan for the first item.